this mountain without me. For that wonderful session we have shot. Uploaded. Alina Puya and the Betus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, even tonight, I want us to pray for every marriage, every home connected to this country. For everyone connected, all and innocent. Lord, let them be healed. Let a cloud, a new cloud of fresh breath flow into every home. Let every crisis die. Let the root of crisis die. Let every cloud of challenges and problems in every marriage, let the wind of the Holy Spirit bring. We release the marks of Jesus that animates troubles into every home, into every marriage. We see every home with the blood of Jesus. We pull out every mark of unforgiveness. Every mark of unforgiveness in every mark, every prosper. Every pressure will be put to rest. Every cloud of pressure is dismantled. And the point that was for us. Let us not be to long hours. Let us be to respect us. And all of them are saying, angels rescue into every home, into every marriage, we terminate every agenda of the devil, in every home, in every marriage. Enough is enough. We bear in our marriages the marks of Jesus. No more troubles.
And I'm so proud of you. Maybe I'll run you know my very well now because of the sort of my time. There are things I don't want to discuss in English. Praise God. Are you blessed?
Are
you blessed? Quickly before we go, the mouth of Jesus, Galatians chapter 6, verse 17. I beg my body the marks of Jesus. Exports. Lato in your because of the marks. Troubles will no more be accommodated in my body. So the marks of Jesus are the expiring point of troubles. So I see Paul the apostle coming to a point in his life where he had gained spiritual championship. He had gained mental championship, but in his body he still had challenges. But when the marks of Jesus came upon him, he had the audacity to say, henceforth, no more troubles in my body. Marks show where you come from and to whom you belong. Hallelujah. And I showed us some scripture yesterday that we are in the season of marks. Even the devil will use mark in the end time. So as many that do not collect the mark of the beast will not be able to engage in economic decisions. You will not be able to buy and sell. At the point of the end, people will not buy except they collect the mark of the beast. So Jesus is going ahead to mark his own, because this mark will be necessary to give us victory over the troubles that abound in this time. So we are not talking, this is not a religious meeting. This is a kingdom agenda. Hallelujah. Accept your mark. See, you must come to a point in your Christianity where you are marked, and the enemy can see the mark of Jesus ahead and know that we can't trouble this one, it's already marked. May you no longer go about without the marks of Jesus. But you see, I began to show us from scripture that Paul said, I bear my body the marks. It is Jesus does not only mark the body, he marks the spirit and he marks the soul. I'm able to see from scripture today, yesterday and today, that the mark of Jesus upon the human spirit is new birth. Every unbeliever is dead spiritually. Jesus said, I am the way. If you don't encounter me, you can no longer access God, because David that was accessed God was accessing in what? In spirit and in what? In truth, because God is spirit. So a believer cannot access God because he's dead spiritually. So the mark of Jesus upon the spirit of man is new birth. It marks your spirit, and your spirit comes back to life for you to access God. Hallelujah. 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 So the mark of Jesus upon the spirit of a man is salvation. Salvation is an initiation into the supernatural. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This night, quickly, what are the marks of Jesus? Why does Jesus mark the soul? Please listen very carefully. Jesus does not just want the man to be born again, because every man is first a spirit, then he has a soul, and then clothed in the body. Hallelujah. So Paul was gaining spiritual mastery, mental mastery, but he still had troubles in his body until his body was marked. He said, henceforth, let no man trouble me, because now the marks of Jesus has transcended my spirit, has gone beyond my soul, is now upon my body. We'll look into the body, the marks of Jesus on the body. But how does a believer, and don't forget that even as a Christian, you can be born again and still be mentally depressed if you lack the marks of Jesus. Listen to me carefully. You can be born again and be mentally depressed. Christianity is a journey. Salvation is the start. Salvation is the foundation. Christianity opens us up to the depth of the possibilities of championship in Christ Jesus. But except we travel with Jesus, Jesus will only be in our spirit. It will not come upon our souls. It's not going to matter. It's possible to be born again and have HIV AIDS. Because HIV AIDS is not a spiritual disease. It doesn't come on the spirit. Am I making sense? Are we together? Are we together? It comes on the body. But as a believer, you can come to a point in your life and in your work where you have traveled so much that Jesus is no longer your spirit. His life has come upon your soul, your will, your mind. And his marks have also come on your body.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Mental transformation is the proof that the marks of Jesus have come upon your mind. Mental transformation. Romans 12, verse 2. And be not conformed to this world. He was not talking to only believers. Let me tell you something. The first battle the devil has against the human being is to ensure that he's not saved. If the devil cannot stop you from being saved, the devil will try to stop you from going. And it is the same strategy of the devil. Listen carefully. When Moses went to Pharaoh, he said, "The Lord said, let my people go, that they will serve me." Get up with your Lord. When God began to deal with him, he began to negotiate. He said, "You can go, but don't go far." That is, he said, "But don't travel with Jesus." The devil knows that if you get back in your spirit, you are saved. And you don't go, it will not be difficult for you to come back to Jesus. Did you notice? The greatest challenge of the Israelites that left Egypt was not salvation. If we take Egypt as salvation, they were saved in the left Egypt. But you know what? Egypt did not leave them. So Egypt killed them before they entered. You didn't do it. The moment you give your life to Jesus, you have left Egypt. There's a word that your spirit is marked. That's why you are saved. Hallelujah. But Jesus has a work of continuity to live your life. And that is mental transformation. Because you must live, you must only live Egypt. Egypt's mindset must leave you. I began to discuss with us yesterday by your voice. I said that, see, God has a continuous work to do with you. The marks of Jesus are necessary for you because God is taking you to a land of milk and honey. And in that land, only giants are available. And giants must be beheaded. The marks of Jesus are necessary for our channel in the days that are ahead. Hallelujah. I don't need to say too much because I'm going to perform now. Maybe we'll be able to talk about that tomorrow. But let me quickly tell you, 2024 is going to be harder for the world. I want to believe you don't need the prophet to tell you that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus, God began to get the Israelites out of Egypt and was trying to work on them. The Israelite journey from Egypt to Canaan was not punitive, it was educative. God was not trying to punish them when they lacked water and when they lacked food. God was trying to train them. How can they get to the land of Nicaragua and face giants? It is not marked. If they are not marked, then they are not trained. I pray my body, the audacity came on board because I have been marked. Now you can trouble me. You troubled me yesterday, you have been marked. So Jesus wants to mark our mind. He wants to shape us. Because that will be the antidote to the troubles that are coming ahead. Hallelujah. Somebody say, I'm marked. If we do not conform to the world, Romans 12, verse 2. But we transformed by the renewing of your mind. Mental transformation is the proof that the works of Jesus have come on your mind. So it's possible to be a born again, ever recognized Christian, but your mind is not renewed. And that is deficient to your journey. And a renewed mind is one of the reasons why it is easy for a born again Christian to quickly see and come back, because Egypt is not far from you. Pharaoh said, "You can go, but don't go far." Go and read your He began to negotiate. Okay, God is still with me. You can be saved, but don't go far. God takes you. Moses led millions of people for about 40 years. They left Egypt, but Egypt did not eat their mind. They got to a point in the numbers. The Bible says that they said, do you remember that in Egypt you used to put cucumber and garlic? Egypt did not leave your mind. See, an unrenewed mind is detrimental to your Christian church. Our churches are full of spiritual babies that have grown their white hair with deficient minds. The way you think, whether kingdom wise, traditionally, culturally, your background affects your Christian church. You that are coming from one village that will not find the name on the map. With all manner of things, Jesus needs to work on your mind. NLT version of Romans 12 verse 2 says, don't copy the behavior and customs of this world. There's a woman I did some business with, my wife is away. She's in the UK. They can post scripture. In fact, the way I see some people post scripture on social media, I saw as are they studying this scripture they don't post it? Because they don't think they post that and they study it. But am I think I'm correct, there's a difference. Like, if that woman talks to me, honestly, I used to wonder how her husband survives. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. See, the day you are born again, your mind needs to change. You are coming from physics. Morality is not Christianity. There's a world of difference. You must allow God. If you allow, let God transform. Allow God in your mind. Allow God. I've said this before. When I gave my life to Christ, I need to steal my father's money. How would I steal my father's money? You know where I'm coming from. I used to people on the road and collect their phone and their everything. So how would I steal my father's money? Where I'm coming from. Stealing is the lifestyle. So when I gave my life to Christ, I need money. They got 2 weeks to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 18. And I saw them. Someone said, "Make that transformation." He said, "Let him that still no more." I said, "God, you are just putting the key." I said, "Baby, those things still no, those still no." You for just put my name. I said, "Let him that still." I'm not here, baby. He said, "Let him that still no more." Whoa. And then it was a shock. Wow. Yes. The next statement was, "Let him walk with his hands." So God knows that I need money. And it's not just him that children will stop what was normal to me. Let me tell you something. Your flesh is not born again. Your mind is not born again. It's only your spirit that gets born again. Your mind does not get born again. Your mind gets transformed. There's nothing like born again of the mind. It is spiritual born again and mental transformation is with the same thing like that. Am I making sense? Are we together? Say you are born again. Calm down. Calm down. Calm down. We are in a season where there is darkness upon the people. God's darkness upon the people. It's not enough to be born again. Yes, it records you. There's joy in heaven. But what is available on the earth now? You need to be renewed in your mind. Even in the days of the children of Israel in Egypt. Their lack of mental transformation terminated their journey into the promised land. How much more now? You won't go far. You won't go nowhere. Let me tell you something. One of the reasons why many of us have been in Christian faith, yet certain things that we have prayed and fasted for does not enter. An unrenewed man cannot enter Canaan land. Canaan land simply means the promise of God for your life. Wherever God is taking you to pass, and there are many times of it, the dreams that you have encountered, the vision, the prophecy, or where the greatness God is taking you to, that's your Canaan land. Or a pinch of your Canaan land. You can never enter by prayer. You will enter by a transformed mind. At the door of Canaan, God kingdom. God said they can't enter this promise with this kind of mindset. They told God, we are like cockroaches before the giants. Our children, they will kill us and turn our children to space. God said, I will kill you myself. I will use your children that have minds that are still flexible. I will teach them. Do you know that teenagers confront the giants? What will you do? You don't know. All the two people that left Egypt and that Canaan, God killed them.
Until one pastor came, said, Pastor,
and started preaching on one Sunday. He said, see, anything you give to God, God wants it. I wanted that every Sunday I should have been used to. Every Sunday I should have been used to. He says, anything you give to God, that God wants it. If you give him money, he will multiply. If you give him dance, he will give him. I said, Jesus, this man is talking to me. I had new steps today and empty pockets. So I decided to apply that principle in the new dimension. I started increasing my giving. I said, I will dance, but not dance, I will make. This is not giving. It's not what I did the God of God. Hallelujah. He said, now you are clean through the word. If you are born again, your mind is dirty. It is the word of God. The word of God is the one that puts marks of Jesus on your mind. Let me tell you something. The devil will do everything possible to take the word away from you. Everything. When he came to Eve, what did he bring? He said the same thing. He told Eve, go and watch Bible study. Is it Bible study they call that? You said? Superwoman, I like watching it. Do you know I like watching it? Because Jesus recommends childlikeness, not childishness. He said, ah, they were arguing Jesus, who is the greatest among the men? Jesus said, come down. He brought the child and set him in the midst. He said, except you are converted. He was talking to his disciples. Except you are converted, you will be like one of these. So we have to watch Superwoman. I have them on my system. Let's see. Because those stories depict the exact sincerity with which God works your account. I get it. Are we together? If you are not like a child, you cannot be flexible in yourself. They told God, they say, I'm the adults of the kingdoms and turn our children to say, don't say I will kill you, I will use your children to kill the giants. That's why I love TV too much. God is doing strange things to your people. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction, to renew your change your mind. It is the word of God that transforms mind. Christians, stay in God's word. The devil will do everything to take God's word away from you. If the devil came to Eve, he said, is it true that God said? He wondered what did you say? What he first needed. See, the devil does not know what is in your mind. If the devil discovers that you are breathing spiritually, man, he will come and test the level of the marks of Christ in your mind. And that is where your victory or your failure is determined. When the devil came to Jesus, he said, it is written, it was a mighty thing. It is written, I have it in my mind. Say that it has been said. It was a knockout. So when the devil came to him, it was a test of our mindset. Did God actually say, do you know what God said? Do you understand what has been written? He said, God said, I believe you die. No, you can die. Are you sure? You said something tonight. May we not allow unhealthy conversations. Mommy, God bless you. Many of us, we accept unhealthy conversations. The devil shows something into your mind. One day, the devil showed me a fine girl. I said, I'm fine also. I don't need another fine girl. My wife is fine. Praise God. And this happens every man of God. Man of God. Don't you see 5 years in the bank? Man of God has eyes. Hallelujah. So if he's too big, don't go. If anyone is big, if anyone, this one is big enough, this one is short enough, this one is not enough. Mindset. Someone say mindset. Someone say mindset. Acts 20, verse 2. And now, brethren, I command you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up, the word of God. Allow God to see. Approach God's word with an open mind. Let God's word correct you. When I saw the word of God concerning sin and the solution, I saw that which you are saying, Lord, what is in my hand? He said, what is in your hand? What do you like to do? I think I would like to do graphics. I would like computer graphics. The Lord told me to use my Pokemon as a student. You give a doctor said, buy a PC. So I bought a computer system. I left graphics under the inspiration of Holy Spirit. Nobody taught me graphics. At the time of this McCordy, I was operating two graphic schools, one in Norbank and one in Highland. And I didn't have my own office there. That instruction, it was that place that I begged for private missionaries. He said, let him walk with his hand, that which is good, that he may have to give. That's why God Christ gives. Hallelujah. The possibilities in the instructions in God's word. Many Christians run this race ignoring the word. You are going around the circle. Discover God's word and stay with it. A wordless Christian is a dying soul. You are a son, but you are dying with your wordless. A wordless Christian is a son that will disappear with the darkness that is coming upon the people. The devil came with three strategic temptations. The word was enough. May you not get to a point where your word level is not enough. See, go and check. Every time you fail, you are not word enough. That's your problem. How do you allow his marks on your mind? Number one, stay paying God's word. What do you talk about? You are the husband, you are the wife, stay in the word paying. The last time I visited mommy's house, no, not the last time, before that, mommy and daddy were in their personal prayer time. So in mommy's house, daddy and mommy used to have personal prayer time. When they finish personal prayer time, they'll now come for family prayer time. I told my wife, I said, I like this kind of thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? After personal, somebody said, I'm staying in the world. Have a daily feast. Number two, study God's word. Don't just read God's word, study God's word. So now, what is what I do? If God gives me a word in the morning, as I'm going, as I'm driving, I'll be thinking about the word. As I'm going, as I'm on the Bible, or I'm in the car, I'm driving, or I go to, or I go, I'll be thinking, I'll be allowing the word to ring in my mind. Ring in my mind, ring in my mind, ring in my mind, ring in my mind. Stop, meditate. Number three, apply God's word. Don't just take God's word, apply it. The Bible says, wife, submit to your husband as your head, apply it. Don't come, I'm not moved by quotas of scriptures. That's why it is possible to know many scriptures and have many defeats. Because the power of the word is in its applicability. Not just in its confession. Preachers are not the best, doers are. Doers are the richest in this kingdom. Number four, finally, build your conversations around God's word. Let it not depart from your mouth. Joshua chapter 1, verse 8. Speak it to your wife. Speak it to your children. Speak it where you get to the office. And what they are saying is contrary to God's word. Leave them. It's not that enough. Don't keep yourself around unhealthy conversations. Let the word of God have impact on your life, on your mind, on your words, on your deeds. Lord, cause your word. The Bible says you are making that cause your word to rush into my mind. Help me to feast on the word. Help me to stay in the word. I want you to make a commitment. Make a commitment. Lord, for today I will stay in the word. I will find time daily for your word. That my mind may be renewed. And your power. In Jesus' name. Let me tell you one of my secrets, and then we'll be done. Many people used to wonder about the speed I've enjoyed in the things of the Spirit. One of the secrets is the word, ask my wife. If God says anything in my home, it's fine. Nobody asks my wife. Nobody. Nobody. Even if she, my wife, hold my head, it's not girl deadness, it's the is an understanding. Hallelujah. That God's word must be final, because dealing with our triumph. Learn to take God's word and generously apply to your life. If God's word, the application of God's word in your life causes you pain, I can assure you it will bring forth warning. Praise the Lord. I want to pray and say, Lord, I make a commitment to stay in your word. Daily feasting on the word. Apply your word. Correcting my deficiencies. Many Christians are still cultural Christians. Traditional Christians. Female traditions. Mixing it with Christianity.
To follow Jesus.